Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton raises the rainbow flag for Pride Month, by Julie M. Cohen. As her daughters enjoyed the sun and some cookies during the Pride flag-raising ceremony on June 3rd outside City Hall, resident Allie Haas reflected on how much it meant to her that Newton has been a welcoming place to live. "It's nice to be surrounded by community," she said of the event, which was sponsored by the Newton Human Rights Commission in partnership with the Celebration of Queer Culture Planning Committee. "Seeing people attend and show support makes a difference." The city held its first Pride flag-raising ceremony in 2014 to celebrate the LGBTQIA+, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, and other identities, not in the acronym community. This year's event also featured a resource fair to connect attendees with nonprofit, religious, health, governmental, and art groups. "In this time when there is so much hatred and disrespect being shown, I think this is a really important event for the Newton community," said resident Chrisanne Hazen, who came with her wife and two daughters to the rainbow flag gathering. She said she was encouraged by the number of people in attendance during this challenging political time and appreciated that the city has been holding the event for so long. In his speech, Mayor Mark Loredo echoed Hazen's sentiments about the importance of standing with the LGBTQIA+ community, saying that we are in a moment in history when basic human rights are being challenged and the White House was trying to pit neighbor against neighbor. Loredo said Newton residents will stand together. "We will not go backward," he said. "We will keep reaffirming our values as a welcoming city." With a group of children, Loredo raised the colorful flag next to City Hall. It will remain for the remainder of June, which is Pride Month. The Reverend Cheryl Kerr of the United Parish of Auburndale emphasized the importance of religious communities in the fight for equality and fairness. Kerr, the leader of the Newton Interfaith Leaders Association, said it was the first time the group had a table at Newton's Pride flag-raising ceremony. "The more faith communities can be present in spaces like this, the more we can disrupt the assumption that faith communities are not queer and trans-inclusive," she said. Kerr said that the event was fantastic and inspiring. "It's representative of Newton," she said. "Newton has always been unapologetically inclusive." That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.